Good morning. Today is June the 26th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you have your Bibles with you, I would ask you to turn with me in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah 41. I want to read a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 17. The scripture text reads, "The afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none. And their tongue is parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself. As the God of Israel, I will not forsake them." In verse 18, "I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water." You know, as I read these verses this morning, beloved, I think of how good and how faithful God is each and every day of your life and mine as God provides the things, the needs that are met in our life every day. You know, many times, if not most times, I believe that God meets needs in our lives that we never even stop and think about, much less give God praise for. You know, I would think today that so many times the prayers that we have prayed for many, many years, God still continues to answer those. You know, as I review those verses that I have just read in your hearing, beloved, verse 17 declares, "The afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none." You know, so many times I believe in our life, we look for the things that we feel that we would have need of. But you know, I praise God today that when we pray and when we bind together, when we seek God in steadfast unity through prayer and supplication, beloved, each day of our life, God provides what we need, not what we want sometimes, most times in our lives. I'm so thankful that many years in my life, God has answered those prayers in a way that God would have received the glory and the praise and the honor, not me. I thank God for answering the prayer of many, many people that we have prayed with and for and through so many years of our Christian life. You know, I'm thankful that God still continues to answer prayer. You know, if there's one thing, beloved, I'll share with you today that God has shared with me through years of prayer and supplication, is that God wants us to understand that a prayer that is rendered through a humble heart before a mighty and a righteous God, it shall never expire, but rather it shall be a prayer that God shall answer in a way that shall bring glory and praise and honor each and every day upon God's name. Today, I would ask you to bind with me as we share just a few moments now in prayer. I would ask you to bow your heads with me. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and his holy name. And God, we thank you on this Friday morning, Father, for this week that has preceded. Father, we would ask you, Lord God, to pour out your blessings of grace and truth and peace upon this very day that you've given us. We thank you for a restful night, Lord God. We thank you for the privilege you give us, Lord, to bring rest to our tired and our weary bodies. I would ask you, Father, today, just allow each of us, Father, today to remain steadfast, to remain true, God, to know that you're a God of faithfulness, that you're a God of understanding, you're a God of provision today, and you're a God of peace today that you can bestow in each of our hearts. We do thank you, God, for answering prayer. We do thank you, Father, for carrying us through this river of life, God, and providing us that water that the Word speaks of that we're so thirsty for, that living water, God, today that we need so desperately in our hearts. We'd ask you to be with each of us. May we be that witness. May we be that salt and that light, God, that you've called us to be. For today, Father, we come and we pray in that name that's above all names. For today, we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. ¶¶